Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killage, your host. So happy to be back with you on this Monday afternoon. Maybe it's a Monday evening where you are, even a Tuesday morning. And as we always say, wherever you are, we're just glad you're here with us. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. Oh, it's always so nice to get back here on a Monday, but boy, do we have a show for you today. Steve Ray, I mean, it's pretty hard to beat Steve Ray. The very popular Steve Ray will be here with the second hour. And we're going to talk about the Mother of God. Who is Mary? And we'll get the Steve Ray take on that, which is always fun to get. So that'll be second hour. This first hour, you know, we have a month and a day and a week for just about everything now. It's mostly for the greeting card companies to sell things. But May is a special month, and it's one worth paying attention to. It's National Foster Care Month. And this is something that maybe we should talk a bit more about as Catholic people, as Christian people, about what we can do to help children in dire situations. Now, one of the things you can do certainly is foster a child, but it's not the only thing that you can do as far as helping children in the foster care situation. So this hour, we have a wonderful guest here with us. I've gotten to speak with her before on another a ministry that she founded called Springs in the Desert. That's a Catholic ministry devoted to helping women and couples struggling with infertility to process and move beyond their grief and find the fruitfulness God's planned for their marriage. But in that ministry, in the course of that ministry, the Springs in the Desert ministry, she also co-founded with her husband Springs of Love, which is a ministry meant to encourage, educate, and equip Catholics to discern and live out the call to foster and adopt. Our guest this hour, Kimberly Henkel. Hi, Dr. Henkel.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you. And this is something, sometimes you just kick yourself and go, well, we should have been talking about this for years. But when we got to know you, that we have the opportunity now to talk about it. So maybe give us a little bit of your story, how you ended up both founding a ministry for folks who are struggling with infertility and then founding a ministry to help people move into the foster care and adoption world.
Yes, well, it's really, you know, how God uses our struggles to bring about good in the world. So my husband and I had graduated from the John Paul II Institute for Studies on Marriage and Family, and we're hoping to have a very large family, and just found after several years, we were just not getting pregnant at all. It was very discouraging, feeling very isolated in our struggle, and I was very blessed to run into an old friend from grad school, Anne Koshut, and she and I both talked about our mutual just struggles with infertility and how just such a lack of support in the church, and nobody was really talking about it. And so we decided to, I mean, it was sort of like God called us to this. We were not trying to set out to start a ministry. We ended up, somebody asked us to write an academic article about the topic. And in the end of that, we ended up feeling like this is, God is calling us to start this ministry. So we started Springs in the Desert. And that's been just such a gift and so amazing. But as my husband and I continued in our struggle, and really just praying about and looking for the fruitfulness that God was calling us to, as we say, we started becoming open. Well, we were open to adopting and just looking at adoption. It just felt, you know, it was just the expense of it. And it was just, it seemed very overwhelming to me. We looked at some agencies and the doors were just shutting. And I said, you know, why don't we look into fostering? I'd heard about foster to adopt, where you can actually sign up to foster with the expectation, the hope, the desire to adopt. And so they kind of match you with children that are possibly going to be able to be adopted. Not always, you know, that's not always going to happen. But so we started pursuing that avenue and just were blown away at the need, just absolutely blown away. There's over 400,000 children in foster care. And we had no idea, just no idea. And here, you know, I had been working for, I worked for a pro-life organization. My husband's, you know, always been very committed to helping in the pro-life arena. And we were just so surprised, you know, why haven't we heard anything about this, you know, in the Catholic Church? We really hadn't heard much. You know, the Catholic charities in our areas weren't doing adoptions anymore. And you know, we just were like, okay, like why are we not hearing anything about this? So anyway, we started on our journey. We ended up fostering and were very blessed to adopt our little son, Anthony. And then soon after, we were able to adopt two twin girls who were just about to enter the foster care system. And we were able to adopt them just before that. And then when the triplets, because they were only 5 months apart, so suddenly we had three babies, when they were 4 years old, we were able to foster our little John Paul. And we did not know, again, if that would end up, for, you know, us adopting. But and we continued just, you know, just praying for his birth mama. This situation, we were really able to connect very much with his birth mother and support her in her journey and pray for her and encourage her and tell her we were rooting for her to get better so she could get her son back. But in the end, she was unable to do that. And we were very grateful to be able to adopt him.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on all of that. What a wonderful, wonderful story. And it's, I have to say, it's a little disheartening to hear that Catholic couples are struggling because the church, it doesn't have ministries, doesn't talk about infertility. Sheepishness about the whole area of fertility among Catholics. How many are contracepting? How many are not? Do people accept the teaching on contraception? But it's awful to think that such a large percentage of people are suffering this and the church is so reticent.
Yes, it's been, you know, it's been such a, it's a private struggle for so many, and people don't often know how to address it. And so this is really a ministry that had to come, it had to be born from the suffering of those who know the struggle. You know, it's not really sort of a ministry that you can just tap on, you know, add on to like a marriage ministry, like, okay, we're going to do the infertility ministry as well. You know, if you haven't really understood the struggle from within,
yeah,
you really don't know what the what people need, what they need to hear. And so we've developed so many beautiful resources. If you go over to springsinthedesert.org, we have a, you know, a clergy toolkit to help, you know, pastors even be able to navigate this very, you know, complex struggle and be able to help couples, you know, really in that. We have so many, we have a beautiful podcast and just so many resources for couples that that will really help them to strengthen their marriages, strengthen their relationship with God, and really find other couples, find others who are struggling as well to have a sort of community support. But we have retreats and all sorts of things. We're doing things at the diocesan levels. You know, parishes can invite us in, dioceses invite us in to do retreats and things like that. So we have a lot of great resources.
Well, I want to give out the number so that people can call if they want to ask questions about fostering children, about how to be involved in the foster system, even if you are not intending to foster, why you should do that, or at least consider it as a Christian person. If you'd like to call, talk with Dr. Kimberly Henkel, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Now, Dr. Henkel, one of the things that I learned from you is that somebody says they're struggling with infertility, it's not actually as helpful as you might think to say, oh, well, with a whole ministry around that. So tell me a little bit about how you broach that topic with people and why it might not be the most helpful thing to say to a couple struggling with infertility, oh, just adopt or just get involved in foster care.
Sure. Yeah, we see so many couples who are, they don't recognize that they are this need to grieve their infertility. And so, you know, there's a real need that if you just jump right into something else and you haven't really grieved your, you know, you need to grieve the infertility, but also really be educated about fostering and adopting, that it's a different path. And it's something that God calls you to, and it's going to look different. And if you go into it thinking, you know, this is just going to, be sort of like, you know, it's going to be the same. It's just going to feel the same. Then there's going to be that temptation. Like, I don't want to acknowledge the birth families. I don't want to talk about them. I don't even want to tell my kids they were adopted. Yeah. Like, this is kind of the big secret, because I'll tell you, when I first held my son in my arms as a baby, I felt completely connected to this child, and I wanted to be the only mother. I did not ever want to talk to him about the fact that there was another mother. It was really hard, and luckily I had really fantastic classes that really prepared me for that. And they said, you know, you want to start talking to your child about their adoption from the very earliest moments of their lives. So, and that's really for you, right? It's for you so that you get comfortable talking about it. But it's also for them that they never have to remember the conversation of finding out that they were adopted, like this big surprise. No child should ever have to go through that. But I wanted to just make a quick clarification here. So I didn't actually go into and explain the ministry of Springs of Love. So Springs of Love is really for all Catholics. It's not just those struggling with infertility, but it's really for all Catholics to really discern and ask God, you know, is he calling our family to foster or adopt? You know, there are so many wonderful families mm-hmm. that do have children already, but maybe they feel like their family is not complete. Or maybe they still feel, you know, like they want to add more children to their family. And, you know, or they feel really moved by the plight of children in foster care, and that there's such a need for loving homes, for loving families to teach these children about the love of God so they can heal. Like, can our homes be places of healing for these children? You know, maybe it's a temporary situation where the child will only be with us for a short period of time while their birth parents are able to really work on getting their lives in order so that they can raise their children, which is a beautiful thing. And maybe we can give these children a glimpse of another life, another way of living. And I just want to share a little story. This was just, you know, one of those random God experiences, right? Where I was on the phone with a customer service agent one time for a phone company. And I said something about, I have a little son that we just got through foster care. You know, we're fostering this little boy. And the man on the phone said, you know, I was actually in foster care for 2 years as a teenager. And he said, my mother had always struggled. And at one point, my sister and I were taken and put in a foster home for 2 years. And let me tell you, that experience, he said, we ended up going back to our mother and lived kind of a chaotic existence for the rest of, you know, his teenage years. But he said, that experience of living with that foster family for 2 years gave me an entirely new trajectory, a new vision of what my life could be. And now I have a beautiful life. I've been able to get married. I have children. I have a wonderful job and a career. And it's because, you know, of this vision that I was able to get from this foster family, that 2 years. And so many times we think of foster care, we think, oh, it's a waste if we don't get to adopt the children. Or, you know, there's just, you know, it's such a tragedy if the children go back. But, you know, we want to say, like, love is never wasted. And, you know, the time that these children can spend right. in a loving Catholic home can change their lives forever. This can have eternal consequences. And I feel like we as Catholics need to really see these children as God's children. These are the modern day orphans that God commands us to take care of. And we cannot turn away. Like, I think there's so many beautiful pro-life people that are looking for practical ways to help in the pro-life community. And I think this is one of the most important issues and areas where pro-lifers can really get involved. And so, you know, Springs of Love, we're trying to tell the stories, encourage people. We've got a beautiful video series that is now on Formed and EWTN On Demand. You can see our Springs of Love websites on our website. I'm sorry, the videos on our website as well. But we're also creating resources so parishes can develop support to foster families, because that is so urgently needed.
For people who might be interested in fostering and adoption, parishes can play a part in that.
Absolutely, yes. So we are hoping creating. Oh, go ahead.
Kimberly, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the clock and I got to take a quick break. Let's talk about that when we come back. And I do want to invite people to call. We're talking about getting involved in fostering and adopting in a world where that is very, very much needed. The love that we've been given in the person of Jesus Christ can be extended in this way to folks who really need it. Little folks, 888-318-7884 is the number. Right back with more with Dr. Kimberly Henkel talking about Foster Care Month on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Experience the incredible story of the woman who Time magazine named the most influential Catholic woman in the United States. Born Rita Rizzo, the future mother Angelica grew up in a rough neighborhood in Canton, Ohio. Young Rita experienced abandonment, rejection, and heartache, but God touched her through a woman named Rhoda Wise. Encounter this amazing woman at the Mother Angelica Museum. Plan your visit today at motherangelicamuseum.com.
One of the reasons we should go to Mass is because it is the food of the saints that we receive. And for the saints, they understood rightly that the time after Holy Communion, that those moments are the most precious moments of our lives.
The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, live from the EWTN Chapel, every morning, 8 Eastern, on EWTN Radio and Television.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelly, your host. Second hour, Steve Ray will be here with us talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus. What was she like? This hour, I'm delighted to get to welcome a really someone who's been quite busy starting apostolates and ministries. But this the ministry that we're talking about today is called Springs of Love. And it's a ministry meant to help people who might consider being involved in fostering children, maybe involved in adopting children. If that's of interest to you and you'd like to call, ask a question, you're very welcome. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Kimberly, I think there's a lot of people, frankly, who are nervous about getting involved with the government. I think more and more we see that in people. And so, you know, that you're going to have to kind of navigate all these, the kind of modernist way of talking and thinking. And is there a place for Christians to be involved in these systems?
I know, right? It's a challenge for sure. And, you know, I just feel like, I'm always thinking, you know, Christ wants to be there. You know, Christ wants to be there, and we need to go there. Now, there's a lot of challenges with working in the government. There is an alternative organization, Christian organization called Safe Families, and that organization is basically trying to take care of children before they enter the system. So Christians can step up and say, you know, we'd like to foster these children, but they're not, you know, I don't believe they're getting any kind of support for that. So they just sort of do that without, that's kind of like under the, you know, it's without having to deal with the government actually involved with this. So it can be like this family is just going through a hard time and really, you know, they need to get their act together and they're trying, but they need a safe place for their children to go. And so that I recommend is a great alternative, you know? And it would be wonderful if we, I'm just thinking like have a Catholic version of that as well. Wouldn't that be great? But I think there's room, right? There's room.
It sure would. It sounds like, well, you've started like, too.
Should I start this one? I know. I'm always the one like, I can do that.
Well, maybe there are folks out there who want to call you and talk about it. Maybe they I do want to go to calls, 888-318-7884, the number. You are welcome. You don't have to be Catholic. You don't have to be Christian. You don't have to be a believer to call. If you've got a question about fostering and what it means and why it's important and how maybe you could be involved, even if you are not in a position to foster a child yourself, 888-318-7884. Kimberly, all right if I go to the phones?
Sure.
All right, let's start with Cindy in Indiana, listening on Catholic Radio Indy. So, that's Cindy in Indy. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, thank you. I actually have two more like comments, but I just wanted to respond to the guest's comments about how she was disappointed, and I would agree, that Catholic Charities like wasn't involved in the foster care business or the adoption care business. I just want to respond a little bit to that comment because that's Catholic Charities, from my understanding, and I don't work for them or don't speak for them, but they, just from my knowledge, they have been involved in that ministry for many years. But they, because of the secular culture, and particularly in certain states that are frankly more blue states, you know, the Catholic Charities has been forced out of the foster care and adoption business because of the LGBT issue. And they don't put, they will not place children in, you know, same-sex families. So I just want to respond to that because they have been, from because I've done some research on this myself, they have done a great job and, in fact, have been commended by other social service agencies for placing children in hard to place children, you know, children that are disabled and things like that. So I just want to kind of give a little perspective on that one. And her also another comment, because she's bringing up so many great points. The second comment is just because of our secular culture. You'll hear on like Dr. Doctor and other shows like that from Catholic Medical Association that just with the secular culture in medical schools these days, instead of drilling down on the root causes of infertility, these medical students are taught, just put them on the pill. And what it does is just mask the symptoms a lot of times and doesn't get to the root cause of the infertility problem. So,
Cindy, you know, that's a lot. So let's let Kimberly take a shot at that because we're covering a lot of ground. Kimberly, any of that you wanted to respond to?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for the clarification. I certainly didn't mean to say like Catholic Charities wasn't doing anything and so we need to step it up. No. Absolutely. They've been forced out. And yes, they and they're still in, you know, functioning in many states. They were not in my diocese. But this is the thing, I guess, you know, I want to say is that the Catholic Church has this beautiful tradition of taking care of the orphans, right? I mean, it's like all the nuns, we think of the, like the religious sisters and their communities that are taking care of, you know, that started the orphanages in this country. But now we no longer have orphanages. The children, you know, the government has stepped in and taken over the foster care system. And Catholics have been sort of edged out, right, with this LGBTQ thing, and so now it is time for us not to like just give up, right? This is our time to really step into this and really get the families involved to really ask, is God calling our family to foster? And if not, can we come around and support a foster family? Because right now fostering is so hard. And I want to say that, like, it is legitimately a difficult thing to do. There's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of instability, and a lot of governmental regulations and all sorts of things. So this is why the church needs to step up and support these foster families. If we can create like a care community in every parish to surround and support a foster family, to provide a weekly meal, for instance, you know, to have somebody who calls once a week to check up on them, to see how they're doing, to find out how they can pray for them. I mean, obviously prayer is absolutely foundational. To have that kind of community support, you know, offer rides, you know, for the children to go visit their birth parents or to a doctor's appointment, babysitting for the parents to have a date night, to really be able to connect with each other so that they don't lose their energy, so that they feel supported enough to continue fostering. Because right now, 50% of foster families quit after the first year because it is so challenging. But there's a study that says that if they are supported by a care community, 90% of them will continue fostering. So this is a very tangible way for Catholics to offer their support and to help with a with a foster care crisis. And then, you know, you had mentioned as well with the infertility. Go ahead. Do you have something to say about that?
Yeah. No, I was just going to comment on how extraordinary that number is, 90%. But I didn't realize you. Go ahead. Please continue with your point.
No. I was just, she had that second point about the issues with infertility and such. And so, yes, you know, that is something that is an issue with infertility, and that, we have Napra technology and all these beautiful things that, Catholics are availing themselves to try to get to the root cause. But yeah, our focal point for Springs in the Desert is really to be a pastoral accompaniment, to really support emotionally and spiritually couples struggling with infertility. Do we need to go?
Well, I think you can hear the music. We got to take a quick break. Cindy in Indy, thanks very much for the call. Your call is welcome. We're talking about foster care, 888-318-7884. Right back with more on Catholic Answers Live. Are you ready to defend your faith in a world of unbelief? Join us at the 9th Annual Catholic Answers Apologetics Conference. This year's theme, I Believe in God, and it'll help you provide clear and charitable answers to atheism, agnosticism, and plain old indifference. Don't miss what promises to be the event of the season. Join us in San Diego from September 21st through 24th as we welcome our special guest, Dr. Scott Hahn, and an all-star lineup of great Catholic speakers. Spend quality time with your favorite Catholic Answers apologists, and enjoy 4 days of fun, fellowship, and adoration of the Almighty. Seats are still available, but they're going fast. Visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 888-291-8000 to register. Enter promo code EARLY and save $50. That's CatholicAnswersConference.com.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity in The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
What if the voice of your deepest doubts about Catholicism rose up in the form of a human being and challenged you to defend your most foundational beliefs? That's the task apologist Trent Horn took upon himself in his new book, Devil's Advocate, a dialogue with his own best objections against the faith that he professes and defends. You can stand up against your doubts, and Trent will show you how. Pick up your copy of Devil's Advocate today at shop.catholic.com or at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thanks so much for being here with us today. As I've said, second hour, Steve Ray will be here with us and talking about the Blessed Mother with Steve Ray. And one of the great things about having Steve Ray on is he's been there. He's been to all these places, whether it's her home in Turkey or whether it's her home with a... So he has that insight, and we're looking forward to Steve being here the second hour. This hour is an hour I've been looking forward to. I had the great opportunity to interview Dr. Henkel one other time, where we talked about the ministry to those who are struggling with infertility. But that's not all she does. So she just can't stop herself. So she and her husband started this ministry about fostering and adopting children, something that, when you kind of think about it, fits perfectly with the call that is made all throughout the Hebrew scriptures to care for the widow and the orphan, but is repeated in the New Testament about especially imitating Christ in welcoming the children. So there's all kinds of reason why this fits perfectly with a Christian vision of the world, but are Christians being involved enough? We spoke a little bit in the first half about how actually there are governmental problems with Christians being involved. And we know about how Christian Catholic charities and whatnot have been excluded in some states because of things that they won't do. We're not modern enough to be involved. But none of those are insurmountable problems if we as a community really want to take care of the children. Dr. Kimberly Henkel, thanks for being back. Would you say again how many children are in foster care? You gave a number at the beginning, and it's an extraordinary number.
Yes, there are about 400,000 children in foster care right now. And about 120,000 of those children are ready and waiting to be adopted. And one more statistic that is very disturbing is 23,000 children are aging out of foster care every year with nobody, with no family, with no connections. They're just, you know, can you imagine being 18 and aging out and not having a family at all to count on? And the statistics are terrible as far as their outcomes. Many of them are ending up on the streets, victims of trafficking. I think it's like 70% of the females are pregnant within a year, and a lot end up in jail, right? Because I mean, if they're not feeling connected with anybody, with a community, with, you know, parents, siblings, you know, can you just even imagine what that would be like? So yeah, this is a call for all Christians to step up. I do have to say the evangelicals are doing a great job. They're getting really involved with this. And there are some really great, great, you know, evangelical Protestant ministries out there really helping the children in foster care. There's just not a lot happening as far as like that I'm aware of, a lot of people talking about fostering in the Catholic churches. And so, you know, my husband and I, when we took our classes, we were looking around and we were just like, where are the Catholics? I met a lot of really beautiful evangelicals who were just doing such amazing things and various, you know, support ministries to support foster families. But I didn't find any Catholics doing this work. So
that's really something, because as a community, we could take care of 400,000 children if we thought of it as a community thing that we wanted to do.
Right.
And again, there's hurdles, but those are the same hurdles evangelical Christians are facing. God bless them. So we can't be daunted by that. That's an extraordinary number, 400,000 children right now today, ready to go to a home and be fostered. The number again, 888-318-7884. Unless Dr. Henkel, you have something else you want to say, I'm going to go to the phones. Is that all right?
No, go right ahead.
All right, let's go to right here in San Diego, watching on YouTube, Tracy here in San Diego. Thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Kimberly Henkel.
Hi, I have a question about, so my husband and I have been, I've wanted to foster, to adopt for a long time. I've really had a passion actually for older kids. I want to be able to adopt older kids and say like, hey, I know you're not going to be in my house for very long, but at least you have somewhere to come home to on a holiday or somebody you can call if you need help. But also, I think just in general, I'd like to foster or foster to adopt. And I just like, I get overwhelmed when I think about how to prepare my home to be ready to have a stranger child in it. Like, what is something that I need to make sure that, like, how do I need to make sure my house is available? Even if I'm, you know, I'm in a very small place, if that's okay, if they can be in a small place, or if there's something that I need to be aware of in order to prepare my house to be ready to foster.
All right.
Yeah.
Dr. Henkel?
Yes, well, I would reach out and find the local foster care agencies in your area. So you can look for, you know, there are oftentimes Christian foster care agencies, like the Bear Foundation, that's in several states, or you can, you know, there might be a Catholic one in your area, or even through the government, and reach out to them, and they're going to be needing to do a home study on you, and they will let you know the requirements, you know, how many children can be in a room, and things like that. So they will let you know, you know, I just recommend, like, go to the training, check it out, because something else, and a really easier, much easier way to get involved is to do respite care. So you can just get certified to be a foster parent, but you would just take children on a respite situation where the foster family might need a break for a weekend. You know, maybe they're going on vacation and they don't have permission to take the child out of state. And so maybe that child will stay with you for a week. But oftentimes it's just like a short period of time, maybe, you know, it could just be for an afternoon or it could be for 1 or 2 days. And it kind of gives you the opportunity to kind of get your feet wet, learn about fostering, see how your family does with it, and see if it's something that you might want to do, you know, more permanently. But there is a great need for respite care. And that's just an easy way to start moving in that direction to see if you know, if that might work for your family.
What do you think, Tracy?
That's perfect. That's great. That helps me kind of get an idea of where to start.
Sure.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Because many of the questions, I'm sure, are practical questions. Well, the spirit is willing, but is the house ready? You know, and so I think we needed some way to address those practical questions. Tracy, thanks very, very much. I'm going to go to Cynthia now in Houston, Texas, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Cynthia, thanks for waiting. Go ahead with your question for our guest, Dr. Kimberly Henkel.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
Great. Thanks. Yes, I'm here.
Yes. My name is Cynthia. I don't wish to give the last name as yet, but I called in, and my reason in calling in is because I am an adopted person. My mother and father, they had 8 children, and my mom lost every one of them at birth. She gave birth to 8 children, and they all died. So,
oh, Lord.
I was adopted. Yes, I was adopted. I am from another country. My parents, they were Christians. My dad was a minister, so I was raised up into a Christian home. Well, I got married. My husband would work for the government here in this country, but we were living in the country that I'm from, for American embassy here in that country, she used to work for. But anyway, we both migrated to the United States. And at home, I had a son. And then when I came here, I had another child. Now, my husband said, you know, we were kind of getting on each other, you know, just being frustrated, you know, sometimes about things. And after a while, he did not want to be here anymore. But we wanted another child. We wanted another child. So it was a little difficult for me, but the doctor helped me. And when that baby came, he did not want a child anymore. So I was left with both of my children. I did not divorce my husband. I'm still married now after 40 years. I did not divorce him because I remember my vows that I took in my country.
Cynthia, this is an extraordinary story. Is there something that you would like our guest, Dr. Henkel, to respond to?
Yes. But I was heading right there to say to her that after he did not want another child, according to him, when the child was already here, I did not think about giving up my child to be raised by someone else. And I did it myself with both of my children. Work. And I tell you what, they turned out well. So my thing is to any mother, before you think about abortion, of which I don't think you should even think about it, because God has always made a way.
So, Cynthia, you've had the experience of having been adopted yourself and then raised your children, and the message that you take from that is that is a pro-life message, that at least that's what I'm getting. Dr. Henkel, did you want to respond to what Cynthia said?
Well, you were saying the courage, right, to raise your child, and that's so beautiful. One of the things that I want to talk about and that I want to do with Springs of Love is to help support, mothers, right, to support birth mothers who are maybe in danger of losing their children to foster care, and to, there are situations where it's just hard and she needs support, and this is something that we need to care about, right? It's God loves the children going into foster care, absolutely, but He loves their parents too. And I think a lot of times we can forget about the birth mother or the birth father and discount them. Like, maybe they're just in a bad situation. Maybe they have addictions. Maybe they have had, jail, all different types of situations. And we kind of put them at an arm's length and say, gosh, this child would be much better off in a home with, a mother and a father. And so this child should be taken from this person because they could be put in a better home. But, if we can come alongside and support a family that's at risk of losing their children, single moms as well. I mean, but just being able to do like this care community idea that I was mentioning, as far as, being able to provide a meal once a week, right? And to have prayerful support, be able to call and say, how are you doing this week? How can we support you? I mean, these are tangible ways to help support families to where they might be able to actually get their children back. And in your case, as a single mama, I'm sure you could have really used, that kind of attention. And we have a wonderful program right now called Walking with Moms in the Catholic Church that specifically is trying to do those type of things.
It's just extraordinary to think about that. The opportunity is just endless. And I know that pro-life people want the opportunities to continue with their pro-life enthusiasm to help the mom. I'm so grateful. Cynthia, I'm very, very grateful for the call. Thank you. I do have to go to a break. Dr. Henkel, I'm just delighted you're here. We got a lot more calls. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk more about the idea of fostering, but also this expanded idea of communities that can help moms and families foster kids and make a real difference. The number is 888-318-7884. Right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
The destination for great Catholic audio programming is EWTN Podcast Central, featuring the best of EWTN radio, as well as faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates across the nation, all in one place, all free. If it's central to the faith, you can find it on EWTN Podcast Central. It's like podcast heaven. Visit EWTN.com/radio/podcasts today.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm always so delighted when we have a guest like our current guest, Dr. Kimberly Henkel. We're talking about foster care. It's National Foster Care Month this month. But I'm delighted in this sense that there is explaining the faith and defending the faith, and then there's living the faith, and all of it, every bit of it, is part of what we are called to do as people on mission. And it's just great to have an opportunity to talk about these things. I know there are many people who are listening right now who are inspired and thinking, yes, this is something we could have at my parish, or this is something we could do in my family. If that's you and you'd like to talk about it, give a call, 888-318-7884. Going now to Texas. Michael's in Texas, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Michael, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Kimberly Henkel.
Thank you, Si. And Dr. Kimberly, I was wondering, as this has been on my mind for a long time, I wasn't able to have kids myself because of cancer, but I'm at an age now where I could be a grandparent to a foster child. And I was wondering, do you have that in your plan?
Yes, I'm glad you called in. We just did a big foster care awareness event in Columbus for the Columbus Diocese just a few days ago. It was called A Family for Every Child. And there was an older couple there that came to me and said the same thing. There was a local foster care agency, and they said, yes, we would love to have grandparents become certified to be respite providers. And so that's what this couple said. They were like, are there children that we could just be like grandparents to? And how wonderful would it be for older people to go ahead and get certified to be foster care, be certified as foster care parents, but to do it as respite providers so that they can just get the kids for, a weekend or, for a few days. And they can get the same child. A lot of times you'll form a relationship with a particular family and you'll be able to get that child on a regular basis and really be like a grandparent to them. So that would be amazing. And there are also opportunities to be mentors and to kind of provide in that regard. But if you know of a foster family in your area too, you could say, hey, we would love to just be like the grandparents for your kiddos. And so there's like several kind of opportunities and ways to go about doing that. But yes, that is absolutely needed. And I'm so grateful for your question and for your desire to really help these kids.
Michael, I'm curious, what do you think about that? I think your question is an extraordinary one. What do you think of the answer?
I think it's great. And I just want to know, okay, I don't know of any foster parents, but who would I contact? The state or how would I go about finding out?
Sure. You can Google the local foster care agency. I mean, the best place to start is, just your local children's services. And you know what? If you go to springsoflove.org, our website, you can go over to the resources, and we have information for each state. So you can start there on the state's website, or you start on our website. We will have links, to show you where to go in your state. And you click on that, and it will point you where to go.
Far out. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think you can say far out in the application. I think you might get disqualified for far out, Michael. All right.
That's cool.
Thanks very much. Yeah, you want to be careful what kind of language you use. The number is 888-318-7884, and I'm heading to Detroit, Michigan. Michael, thank you very much for that call. Donna is in Detroit listening on Ave Maria Radio. Donna, we're so glad you called. Thank you for calling. Go ahead with your question for our guest, Dr. Kimberly Henkel.
Hi, doctor. Hi. Thank you so much for this most important topic, one that you are correct, doctor. We just don't hear about it in the Catholic Church. And I'm sitting in my parish parking lot right now to go in just a minute here. And my husband and I, we are currently, as we speak, helping an aged-out foster youth. And as I said, your call screener, if there could be a two-tiered system of falling between the cracks, it is applicable to the foster aged-out foster youth. If they can't get services that are out there, which a lot of them don't once they age out, they are in dire straits, and we are helping one that we've mentored now for 6 years since he aged out. And he's having a tough go, but when they don't have family, a stable environment, a stable address, we actually supply our address so that he can have some stability. And there's been more and more, we're getting told more and more to find him long-term housing. So, doctor, everything you are saying, I'm sitting in this parking lot saying, yes, yes, yes. We went to a fundraiser, and you are correct, it was mostly evangelicals there. It was wonderful. But I wondered the same thing you've been saying, where are the Catholics? And we just, there was just a close here. There was just a big walk in the D, run in the D, and we actually walked it. But that afforded me the opportunity to speak with the CEO / president of Ennis. It's an adoption agency and foster care agency. And I asked her, how are things going? Because I know a lot of the stats. And she said, dire. We have teens that cannot be placed.
Dr. Henkel?
And it just wants...
No, it's absolutely right. It is dire. And thank you so much for stepping up and taking care, you know, supporting that kid and being a mentor. That is so important. I know, I mean, you know, God puts people in our lives, right? I mean, I just met a little girl recently, you know, and I met her in the bathroom of all places. And I was like, oh, how are you? And she said, not so great. I just aged out of the foster care system 3 days ago. And she's like, I just came back to see my birth mom and it's horrible. Like, you know, she's like, my mom's using and, you know, I don't know what to do. And I was like, okay, connect with me right now. Like, what's your information? Like, let's be Facebook friends. And, you know, I told her, I want to make sure that you're taken care of. I'm like, you know, do you need a place to stay? You know, what can I do to help you? You know, do you want to go out for coffee? Like, these are just sort of practical things that we can do, right? There's so many kids in that situation and it is absolutely dire. It's, you know, just to feel like you have nobody. And so that is beautiful that you have done that. And I'm finding more and more people who are doing these beautiful things, who are just, you know, opening their hearts to have, you know, foster children in their home. And then maybe the children go back and then having continued relationships with the birth families and supporting them and encouraging them and having the kiddos like come and stay with them for the weekends and continuing that relationship. So, you know, if a lot of times these kids who do age out, like what's happening? Like, why are they being kicked out of their homes, right? When they turn 18 and they no longer are giving, the foster parents are no longer getting a paycheck. They're just like kicking the kids to the curb. Like, I don't understand that. You know, if you have a kid in your home, I mean, this is why we need the Catholics doing this, because we have a better understanding of the dignity of these children, right? And that these are God's children and that we are to love them the way Christ loves them. And, you know, when they turn 18, we don't kick them to the curb, you know, like they're a part of our family. And we're creating these video stories. We have so many stories. We have several more coming out right now. Very soon. We just recorded some more over the weekend, but where families who foster children maintain relationships with those children beyond, even after they go back to their foster or their birth parents, they continue having a relationship. And it's just like this child has this notion of all these people now who love them, you know, love him and protect him and a church community, right? I mean, if we can all just embrace the foster families and their children that they have and encourage them and let those kiddos know, like they're part of our community. You know, that's what we need, right? We need more connecting, more really tangibly like loving these children and wrapping them up and so that they know that they belong.
And we have the communities to do it. And we have them. We got to energize them. Donna, thank you so much for your call and for the work you do.
Thank you for the work you are both doing. Thank you so much. So just so important. Thank you. And your show is important too.
Well, in the broad scheme of things, let's get 400,000 kids out of foster care. That would be a nice thing to do.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Dr. Henkel, we're coming near the end. And so I know people will want to know how to get in touch with you and how to connect with your ministry. So will you just give us that, the 30 seconds?
Yeah, come to springsoflove.org. And we are looking for, you know, volunteers. If there's anybody out there that feels like they want to, you know, get involved, like come join our efforts and we will get you all the resources you need to start things in your parish. And yeah, we want to be here to help you out. So please get involved.
National Foster Care Month, visit springsoflove.org. Dr. Kimberly Henkel, thank you so much. It was a great pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.